Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Going on into the third hour, it's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. If you want to talk about anything we've been talking about tonight.
The show has flown by today.
It has gone quickly.
I didn't expect it to be the third hour already.
Right. It's, you know, we've talked about the death penalty. We've talked about the TSA. We've talked about family law issues and, you know, that or anything else. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Matt in Illinois. Matt, I know you had something else you wanted to talk about, and I want to make sure you get a chance to address it.
Yeah, before I do that, I wanted to say that no matter what kind of system that we brought forward for dealing with criminals and criminality and how to punish them, there's going to be imperfections. We're an imperfect being, and there's going to be injustice one way or another. So it's hard to come up with a person.
That's why I think the death penalty, you know, and I understand that. I'm aware of that. Incarcerating somebody who's innocent, and, you know, you can look at the statistics, and it's somewhere between 2 and 3% of prisoners are projected to be innocent. And these are innocent innocents, not, you know, peripherally innocent. Innocent prisoners, 2 and 3%. That's, yeah, it's unjust to incarcerate somebody like that.
Yeah.
But at least you can let them go afterwards. If you kill them, you can't release them. Because I know what it's like on that last day in, you know, that first day out of prison. I've experienced it, and it's a good day. It makes up, you know, for an innocent person, it can make up for these, you know, some things that have, some wrongs that have been done. And at the very least, you know, the state can give some money. Some states have, you know, ways of recompensing people and, you know, others, you have to sue them, which is very, very difficult. But at least you can undo an injustice that has been done if the person is still alive. You can't undo it if they aren't.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But what I was trying to say, and I don't know that I said it very well, but what I was trying, the point I was trying to make is that I feel that it would be important to give a person that feels that he's been harmed the opportunity to forgive the person that has harmed him. Or that he feels has harmed him.
And the perpetrator the opportunity to express remorse. I mean, that
remorse
can be the most...
Say, I'm sorry, correct.
I don't trust perpetrators and their remorse. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
I'm not saying it has happened. It doesn't
happen. I'm not saying it hasn't. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that it's a heck of a lot easier to say, oh, I'm terribly sorry that I got caught. You know, remorse, when you want remorse from somebody, it's very difficult to know whether or not you've got it. And that's, so that disturbs me. Matt, anything else?
Real quick, what I wanted to say about the family law is my heart went out to this gentleman who was talking about his, the children that he wanted, custody or visitation rights to. And I just have a little piece of advice to him, and you take it with a grain of salt as you want. And that's just to show these children as much as you can, as much as you are allowed to, show them that you actually sincerely love them. And there will come a time when they are old enough and they will recognize a sincere love and a sincere desire to know them and to help them and to be with them and they'll appreciate that. So,
that's the best you can do, I would think, in that circumstance.
That's correct. That's what I think. It's the best you can do.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Cliff is back! It's Cliff, part three. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live.
He's back, part three. Okay. I'll just say this. I know I started off with John Malvo and that. The thing is, you're letting these guys, to me, you're letting them get away with more, okay? So that happens quite a bit. But,
well, I don't know that how many murderers get out and then go out and murder again. I think that, as a matter of fact, when you look at recidivism rates, Cliff, that murderers are the least likely to re-offend. I happen to know this, Cliff, because I spent 9 years in prison for murder. I was never on death row, but I've looked at these statistics. And the most likely to re-offend, you know, by the broad definition, I've never been able to find sort of the sexual predator numbers. You know, you can find somebody who's convicted of sex crimes, thieves actually are the most likely to reoffend. Thieves are.
Right. I'm with you, but I guess where I'm at when I say this death penalty thing, and I'm definitely for the death penalty, is that we're caring too much, as far as I'm concerned, about the criminals.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And you can say, and I understand you did nine years, whatever you did.
Yep.
It's wrong. You were unjustly accused. I'm sorry for that.
Oh, I'm not going to claim to be entirely innocent in that circumstance. I didn't kill anybody, but I was around, and if I would have taken a different tact when speaking with the police, maybe I would have never done any time. I'm not going to say I was unjustly incarcerated. I mean, other people have said that regarding me. I'm not willing to say that myself.
Okay, well, I'll buy that. But I guess just where I am at with that is. I believe you speedily do it, you take care of it, and if we would do it, if you think about it, how many people are on death row, I'll try and make this quick, if you killed everybody that was on death row tonight or this week, and you made it known that that was going to happen if you ended up on death row, and you carried that out for the next year or two, I mean, honestly did that, and everybody knew if you ended up on death row, you ain't making it out of there alive, okay?
Isn't that the whole definition of death row?
I understand you're going to get some innocent people, okay? I understand it. And I also understand that there's still going to be people that aren't going to, they're going to say, well, I don't care, I'm still going to do it. But let's be honest, how many is there that are really going to say, you know what, they're serious about putting us to death, we end up on death row?
I think that's an interesting...
Nobody thinks about that. Most of these crimes, they don't think at all.
Having spent time with these guys, I really don't think they spend the time thinking about it. But think about this for a second, Cliff. If you were to ask people, just go around and ask people what the worst kind of death is that they can imagine for themselves, likely they would say something like, dying of cancer over a long period of time and blah, 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 blah. Most of them say, I want to go quick in my sleep, and that's what they're looking for. In fact, the death penalty is... It's a reconstruction of the worst kind of death that you can experience. You're unable to see your loved ones. You're stuck in a little box for 10 years. You languish, and 10 is can be short for some of them. Sometimes it's 20. You can languish in a box for 20 years, and then finally, and by the way, there's a bunch of close calls where you go and you come back. In fact, the system we have now is more inhumane than a quick execution for a guilty man. Now, as far as I'm concerned, for an innocent person, executing an innocent person is less humane. But for a guilty person, it's actually more inhumane. If you want to punish somebody who's, murders people, I think that the system that we have today is probably the worst kind of punishment they could receive under sort of a legal system. I mean, you could shove bamboo shoots underneath their fingernails and make them chew tinfoil, and that would make a little bit worse. But shy of torture, there's, basically you have torture, but shy of sort of physical torture, there's not much else you could do to them.
Right. And I understand, I guess, what you're saying in a psychological point, I guess, some degree, but I still believe that if it was a known fact that you knew for sure that you ended up on death row and you weren't getting off there without dying. And I understand.
The psychological studies show that most of these crimes are committed in the heat of the moment, and they don't think about it. And it's not, they don't even know what the laws are in this state.
The crime rate should be lower in Oklahoma or Texas, where it is more likely that if you go to death row, you will be executed, and more quickly.
There should be some statistical difference,
and I don't think you're seeing that, Cliff. I mean,
and
is
also,
it possible
that it
isn't effective? Is it possible it's not an effective deterrent? I mean, it's fine if you say that God wants you to do it, but, maybe it's not an effective deterrent.
Well, I would have to say if God says that's the way to do it, I would say it was an effective deterrent. That's why.
There you go. If God says it, it must be true.
Well, it's not if God says it.
It's written down in a 2,000-year-old
Bible.
It must be true.
There you go. That's 100% right. If God said it, it's true.
Are you serious?
That's what he means. Sure, absolutely. You think that God wrote the Bible?
Absolutely.
What about the 66 authors, and even more important, the Council of Nicaea, where they kind of edit the book and decide which books are going to make it in and which ones not make it in? Do you think God was sitting around there, deciding in a democratic fashion which ones are getting in, which ones are getting out?
Inspiration. Holy men of old wrote that God wants to write.
Thanks for the call.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. It's hunting season. You need a lot of this stuff. ManVentureOutpost has it for you. And they have it at the some of the best prices you're going to find. I went over there, and I was stunned by how low their prices are. Some of them are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air as per the manufacturer. They're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, the family-owned and operated. It's manventureoutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL. Get an additional 5% off of their already low prices. Manventureoutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Let's go to Zach in Kentucky, listening on XM. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's well.
Good, good, good. I was listening to the last caller, and I was wondering why it seems to bother you guys so much when someone is a Christian and believes that God inspired the Bible and wrote, you know, through man, wrote the Bible. And this is coming from someone who is not a strong Christian, but was raised in a strong Christian home. And,
me too.
So when I was talking to my sister, because I used to have this kind of elitist attitude about I'm smarter than you because, I figured out that that's all not true, you know, kind of thing. And I realized in doing that these people that are strong Christians have a faith that a lot of us just don't understand. It's so strong.
We don't need to understand it because it's not true.
I've had it too. Well, Stephanie, is takes even a stronger stand than I do. But I've had this.
You know, I can very easily answer this question of why this is a problem. Because I mean, this gentleman that called in, you know, he seemed nice enough, but really, what he was saying was that his mind was not open to considering other arguments because it said so in the Bible, and so he was not open to hearing anything else. And furthermore, he was using what was written in the Bible as a justification for killing people.
And they use the same justification.
Who are innocent.
They use this justification for slavery. They use this justification for
anything.
Ownership of women, essentially. Yeah. And so, I mean, this is an...
I mean, those are pretty serious problems.
No. Go ahead, Zach. I'm sorry. What's that?
Oh, no, I was just saying, yeah, I mean, they is a strong way to put it, because I think that, you know, that's a small minority of Christians. The ones
And I'm only talking to the ones that believe that the Bible is the unerring word of God. If you want to call the Bible a religious text, I'm fine with that. I mean, I understand. I've got it. I've read the thing three times all the way through the New Testament, at least seven times. I mean, I understand this document reasonably well for a layperson. And that's what bothers me so much is that people will abdicate reason in order to...
You have to abdicate reason. Because if you have any reasoning, you realize that it's insane. It's not true.
And, you know, I think...
Why does that affect you?
It affects me because I was raised this way, Zach. I mean, you know, I was told this nonsense from the very beginning, and it warped me. I mean, I still, in the shower sometimes, I'll be talking to God, trying to explain to him why it is the action that I am taking is a just one, or as if I'm going to be at the end of time explaining to this guy with a beard sitting on a bench, you know, judging everybody. I don't believe that for a second, because I don't believe that a just God would send his children to die.
I totally agree with you. That's my point.
I
totally agree with you, and I in my experience, and I'm may have been around, I don't know, but you know,
I can't really hear you. I'm sorry, you broke up.
Zach, you cut out.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. No, I was just saying. In my 30 years, well, in the last at least 10, I've just figured out that I'm almost envious of these people, and especially some family members of mine that are so convicted, and they have such this faith that I'll never understand.
I've got that, and you know, there can be a beauty. There can be a beauty to faith.
My sister's a doctor. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law is an orthopedic surgeon. I mean, these are really intelligent people, you know, but it's this faith that they don't want to question. They don't want to question it because...
Yeah, sure.
Guess what, Zach? Just because it makes someone happy doesn't mean it's true.
So here's the problem. Here's Zach. It's not their faith that gives me the problem here, Zach. For me, the problem is their actions and their avocations. If, for instance, somebody believed in Baal and thought that it was okay to sacrifice children to Baal because that's what Baal's book said to do, or Baal, or whatever you want to call this god from the Bible, would you say that's okay? Because that's what the gentleman was essentially actually saying, look, my religious text says that it's okay to execute people. Yeah, I don't believe in multiple marriages because the government says that's not okay. Yeah, I don't believe in slavery because that's been we've been told that's not okay. I mean, these are the last people to abdicate a position. They truly will hold on to anything because they abdicate, they refuse reason. And it is the responsibility of people like you and me, Zach, to say, hey, look, it's not okay to kill innocent people, and I don't care what your silly book says. I mean, and I don't know how you get it across to somebody like that.
Well, my argument's always been, you know, I've always wondered why the right is associated with Christianity so much when the Bible, you know, thou shalt not kill to me, say, you know, there are Ten Commandments, which, you know, almost in a lot of cases overpower a lot of other things in the Bible, which is, you know, there's those hypocrisies that, you know, that kind of comes into play there, with which works with our arguments. But you know, thou shalt not kill to me says, how in the world can we justify war? How can you justify, you know, funding for war on the conservative
side? Yeah, that's a great question.
That's the problem with this silly book. Is
the death penalty. You know, the right is the death penalty side, and I feel like the left should be the Christian, if there should be a Christian left, and maybe there is. There is.
The Catholics tend to be strong in that area. There's certainly the Quakers, and there's several others that are on the Christian left. You use... But let me make a point here is that, you know, this is the problem with that silly book is you can find a quote that backs up whatever it is you want to do basically from that book. And so if you're against killing, there's that. If you're for killing, there's that. And I mean, it goes on down the line, and to live your life by pick out a verse and decide that that's the one that you're going to live by. There's an opposite one on the other side that says something completely different.
I totally agree with you, man. I think that I found in my battles in this, when it comes to this, that at least the people in my life that are strong Christians, it's that faith that I'll never understand. They don't want to question it. They don't question it, and they're not going to, no matter what I do.
Yeah.
So no matter what I tell them, no matter what you tell them, and you guys, you know, have much more are much more real well read than me, from what I understand from just listening to your show. You know, you seem extremely intelligent and persuasive, but it's like there's no need for it.
It's a tough nut to crack. If people are going to throw aside their religion, they're usually going to do it before their 20s, and you know, that's when it's going to be done. And you know, that's that. What are you going to do about it, Zach? Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success, and many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's been all over the board this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
If you're like me and you don't have enough time to get reading in, maybe you need to go through some books on sort of apology for why the Bible's right or explanations for why the Bible's wrong. I don't know, but audiblepodcast.com, you can get a free download of one of their books, and they've got tens of thousands, if not more than 100,000 books over there in all different categories. History, fiction, science fiction, erotica, biographies, science, did I say science fiction? Business, classics. It's fast, it's easy, it's affordable to use, and you can get the first one for free. It's a Christmas gift from Audible to you. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your free download. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Let's go, Stephanie. Let's go to Stefan here in Illinois.
Stefan, you get confusing.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to the conversation, and I've lived in Illinois all my life, and one of our recently incarcerated governors before he left office.
Just one of them.
Yeah, there's been several.
One of them. We have a couple in prison, but we had in Illinois our entire death row population was found to be innocent.
Well, they were pardoned and released, right, or something like that.
I don't know if they released all of them yet.
Okay,
but I do know that they, I think it was through the Innocence Project.
Okay.
That they had funded some DNA testing.
Oh.
And they didn't
This is something different. I'm sorry. I was jumping to the conclusion this was the governor that...
were all put on... All these people that were on death row in Illinois were found to be completely innocent. And some of the points that were brought up in the news article that I was listening to was the prosecutors knew they had evidence proving they were innocent, and they withheld it.
Yeah, the prosecution will do this in some circumstances, and one has to really ask, what are they doing to the prosecution? I mean, if in a case...
They get promoted,
right,
probably.
they just get it, nothing happens is the answer. It's because the bureaucrats that work for us are rarely held accountable. Illinois is unusual for incarcerating its governors, but, usually when somebody does something wrong while they're working for the government, nothing happens to them.
Look at Mike Nifong with the Duke lacrosse players. He knew they were innocent, and he withheld evidence.
It was a national story, and I think that guy could have gotten just as much press by saying, "Well, it looks like these boys are innocent. We found this information out, and we're going to let them go." I mean, you'd think a prosecutor like that would get huge press, and people respect an honest man. I don't understand why prosecutors. Yeah. Do this, that they go after the press
they
and the headlines.
They have such messed up incentives to appear tough on crime, quote-unquote, and to get a certain, to like meet these numbers of convictions so they can say, look, I locked up all these dangerous people, when in reality it's not that simple because some of them might be innocent.
But I just finished Andrew Napolitano's latest book, and he brings up a Supreme Court case in which a fellow on death row, his lawyer the fellow on death row's lawyer found new evidence that proved that his client was completely innocent.
Yep.
He submitted all the evidence to the Supreme Court asking them to hear this because the man was totally innocent.
Right.
The Supreme Court read the evidence, admitted that the man was innocent, mm-hmm. and refused to hear the case.
Was this a state Supreme Court or the federal Supreme Court?
Court.
And they know what the Supreme Court and other appeals courts are looking for is evidence that the court case was somehow handled unjustly. Not that the person is innocent. Frankly, appeals courts don't care about innocence, and they'll tell you that it's not about innocence. The judicial system is set up not for justice, but these appeals courts are set up to sort of police courts. And
that's the essence of the whole just doing my job mentality, isn't
it? Really
it
really is. It's so like, sad. I don't care that this person's sitting on death row, that they're innocent. What are we going to do about that? It's disgusting. And Americans don't even know that this is going on.
But, one thing I'd like to point out to all the listeners that are for the death penalty, sit back and think. Name every federal agency and then think if they're successful at what their mission is.
Right. The suggestion that the government is somehow going to be more efficient in the area of justice when they can't keep drugs out of their own prisons or 20 million illegal aliens crossing their border or anything else. I mean, it's ludicrous. And at least, was it Cliff, the gentleman who called in the three times?
Mm-hmm.
At least he had the guts. He had the intestinal fortitude to say, yeah, I understand some innocent people are going to be executed, but to me, it's worth it. Because the average person out there is all concerned about the death penalty because they feel that innocent people have been killed. Well, that's what we're talking about doing with the death penalty. The death penalty kills innocent people because some people have killed innocent people. I mean, it's a crazy, mixed up, nutty thing. And I guess you have to have an unwavering belief in a 2,000-year-old Bronze Age book in order to believe that. I don't know. I mean, to me, I think the Bible has some interest, has some really great moral stuff in it. At the same time, I think it's got a bunch of really disturbing things in it at the same time.
I just used the Ten Commandments part. The rest of it, I think, sort of fluff.
Well, there's six of the commandments I kind of get. The other four where God's like, he's busy telling you what days of the week you can work and stuff like that. It doesn't do much for me.
I guess we're technically breaking that, huh, Mark?
Yeah, here we are. I guess you call this work. you're a Jew. You can't even...
I'm not a Jew.
Well, you're...
I don't consider myself one.
I understand. You were,
maybe some people would.
Ethnically? Can I call you ethnically a Jew?
No, I don't think... What does that even mean? I mean... What's the definition?
Okay.
My mother was Jewish, but I don't consider myself a Jew. It's a silly religious rule, and I don't recognize
it. For you, it's a different day, though. I mean, so you, it would be Saturday.
It would be Saturday, right, from the sundown to the sundown.
Silly, silly, silly rules.
Yeah.
I'd at least like to leave you with this, that the government, it terrifies me that the government has a monopoly on violence. The fact that they can make the determination whether I live or die, and now they've given it to Obama. They've given him the power to execute American citizens.
And he has. In foreign countries.
Oh, wow.
The son of Anwar al-Awlaki, who happened to be visiting his father. This is an American, too. Actually, Anwar al-Awlaki, or whatever his name is he was an American citizen, too. And they killed, nine people out there in Yemen at a cafe somewhere out in rural Yemen. With a predator drone.
Right. And it is just that when I first heard that they'd killed Osama bin Laden, and I don't like Osama. I worked for the government for 31 years, and I recently retired. I was a mid-level bureaucrat working for the Department of Defense. Osama bin Laden always denied any involvement with 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I didn't do it. But I'm glad somebody did. The CIA's, the unclassified CIA reports that you can, that anybody can go read now, the CIA's professional Middle East analysts say the only reason that those people are fighting us is because we're over there. We invaded them years ago.
Absolutely. And, it's funny. If you bring this out on talk radio, Sean Hannity will say you hate America. I mean, the State Department admits it. The CIA admits it. The government knows that the reason that these folks want to attack us is because of the foreign policy that the United States has had for the last at least 4 or 5 decades.
And the bloodthirst when Osama bin Laden was killed was, so disturbing when people were just drinking and dancing in the streets.
Any excuse for a party, I suppose.
Wow, yeah. That was really scary.
Yeah, I was disgusted by what I saw, but at the same time, it's hard to feel bad for the guy if he did stuff like that. I don't know. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We're
Killers love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. If you're doing your Christmas shopping this year and you want to avoid some of the hassles of doing the shopping, you can do it at Amazon. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, a percentage of the sale goes to Free Talk Live. And your prices are the same. The service is the same. Amazon's the same. Everything's the same. We just get a little cut at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Cecil in North Carolina. Cecil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on Free Talk Live with Stephanie and Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Yes.
Just a quick question. I notice everything that you're saying tonight, you're going, regardless of what the subject is, you're going back to this silly book. Everything is going back to this silly book, which you're talking about the Bible.
Well,
if the book is so silly,
yeah.
If the book is so silly, mm-hmm. why have you read it through so many times?
I believed
it. If I thought a book was silly, I wouldn't read it but one time.
I've read it several times because I believed it. I was indoctrinated in that. You know, I grew up that way. I mean, there was
and
a period of time.
Tremendous social pressure to believe.
There was a period of time that I believed in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus too, Cecil, and because I was told that.
Huh? Sure.
There was a
sure. So you've read it through several times.
Three times, yeah, three times all the way through. Is I'm reasonably certain.
And do you think it's a silly book? Because why? Why do you think it's a silly book?
Well, because I think that it's the way, at least the way it's interpreted. I understand that religion has been used throughout human history by those in power to control people, and I'm suspect the Bible has been altered many times throughout the history of the Jews in order to control people. I know that there's evidence that the King James Version was altered from the original text, and you can see it in the New International Version where they take out pieces where they talk about the Trinity and things like that. I mean, they just, monks in the Middle Ages decided to pop some stuff in to make it easier for people to understand the Trinity. And it was, you know, I mean, they're changing the religious texts. And I think it's fine that people
I agree that religion is changing, mm-hmm. but Christianity doesn't change. I mean, you can do
anything
in the name of religion. Even you can even kill people in the name of religion. But there's a vast difference in religion and Christianity. And there's a vast difference in believing what the Bible says and what man says. And you said that there was, you could take one verse here and prove anything in the Bible. You could do that with any book. If you take one paragraph out of context, and you could do that with any piece of literature, any book. If you take one paragraph and take it out of context, you could prove anything. And it's the same way with the Bible. But you can't take it out of context. You've got to take it within the context that it was written.
And that's a big requirement that God has for me, right? Like, God says that I've got to read this book and understand it in its sort of context. And when the version that was handed to me, I speak English. I don't speak Aramaic or Hebrew. And I'm handed a book where, in fact, the savior, the protagonist of the book, his name is misspelled. His name isn't Jesus. It's Yeheshua. And I've got to believe a book where they can't even get the main character's name right. And if I don't believe it, I go to burn in hell for all of eternity. And that's why I call this book silly. I believe God would never send his children to burn in hell for all of eternity.
I agree with you 100%.
I believe that if there is a religion, Cecil, if there's a religion, it's written on your heart. It's not written in a book.
I agree with you that God does not send anyone to hell, but he sent Jesus Christ to die for your sins so you wouldn't have to go to hell.
Well, if so, then he's going to have to let me know when he gets there.
Cecil, that's what you say, but, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who do claim that there is a hell.
Oh, I know. Hey, I understand what a lot of people say. I know what a lot of people say, but that doesn't make it right or wrong. People's opinion and your opinion doesn't make something right.
Cecil, are you feeling upset because, you know, somebody said something? Are you feeling upset because somebody said something about the Bible that you disagreed with on the show?
Oh, yes. I disagreed with everything you said about the show.
That seems to be what's really going on here. What else can we say? I mean, I'm sorry that upset you, but I can't alter what I'm going to say on the show because it might upset somebody.
Well, I understand that, but your words and what you're saying is, what upsets me is that regardless of what subject you're talking about, it always goes back to your disbelief in the silly book.
We were talking about the death penalty, and the silly book didn't come up until, I believe it was Cliff, mentioned that he was a Christian, and that was the reason that he supported the death penalty. And yes, this evening, that has been said a lot, the silly book, and, I mean, that's how I feel. Let me tell you a story real quick about my life, Cecil, and how this has affected me. When I grew up, I went to a Christian school. I was a Sunday school teacher, and I, did all the stuff inside the church and that kind of thing. At one point, at about 16 or 17, I decided that this wasn't true. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And because the Bible had been handed to me as a moral compass, and then I decided that the Bible wasn't true, I had no moral compass. And I ended up doing all kinds of terrible things that resulted in me being ultimately incarcerated for more than 8 years. And to me, it's because we in this country, or at least my family, decided to teach me that the Bible is what is moral rather than morality is what works in this world. That if you operate in a moral way, you will get what you want in your life. You will be fulfilled and things will work best for you. I wasn't taught that. And I think that I'm certain a lot of people aren't taught that. They're taught that we can't have atheists because where will our moral compass be? And I'm not an atheist. Stephanie certainly is. But I'm just saying that this is the problem. This is one of the problems with the book. It allows people to abdicate reason and morality in favor of a religion.
Well, my problem is that with people that say, I decided this and I decided that, like at 16 years old, you decided you didn't want to have. Now, does that make you right? Because you decided within yourself.
It was right for me that I decided atheism was the way to go.
But now you're saying you're saying this in general to everybody that the Bible is a silly book. It may be for you, and because you decided that within yourself.
No, I mean, it's full of contradictions. It condones things that are clear wrongs.
You can decide anything that you want within yourself, but that doesn't make it right.
Well, I think that the Bible's wrong for advocating, you know, the death penalty. I think the Bible's wrong for giving masters instructions on how to properly take care of their servants. I think the Bible's wrong for advocating, essentially the ownership of women. I think the Bible's wrong for advocating human sacrifice and rape and, so many of the things that are in it.
Yeah.
That's what I think the Bible's wrong about. And
the things that are written in it are not necessarily advocated by it.
When God speaks to Moses, and Moses says, go in and kill every man, woman, and child, then it's an avocation.
The mental gymnastics.
It is telling us what people did.
Yeah.
It tells us the bad things that people did.
Yep. It sure does.
Not necessarily advocating.
But they did it in the name of God. And actually, the book will claim that Moses speaks for God, and then Moses and Joshua send people into Ai and Jericho to kill all the men, to rape, and they can take the virgin women that they want for themselves. I wonder what they did with them. Just all these things. And that sounds like God advocating it.
I don't know what Bible you've been reading, but that's not in my Bible.
Well, go back and read the story of Jericho.
About virgins, taking virgins.
Well, Cecil, the virgins aren't in that particular one.
Can I jump in here?
You know, AI.
Cecil is saying that just because we believe something doesn't mean it's right. But are you saying that what you're saying is absolutely right, Cecil, or are you saying
it is for me?
Cecil, if you're so secure in your beliefs, then what's the problem? You can listen to something you disagree with.
My problem, I guess, is that Christians and Christianity is being so put down today by people who don't really understand the Bible, don't really want to understand it. They don't want God in their lives.
So are we obligated to understand every imaginary friend that everybody has, every religious text in the world?
Wait. Will you let me finish?
I'll give you 20 seconds.
The show's over.
20 seconds, Cecil.
Okay. It's
76% of Americans are Christians. I hardly think they're being persecuted in the minority.
Yeah. I think the Christianity should survive this show. But thank you for the call. I do appreciate it, Sakel. Sakel CAI did bring you the phone lines, though, here at Free Talk Live. You can check out Free Talk Live in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.